can make sure that Democracy Now! Is heard in the Hudson Valley live at 8 a.m. on weekdays. You can make sure youth have a place to have their say with shows such as Clubhouse Radio and Bound by Books on the local airway.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We've traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens. And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA at 90.7 FM. Keep on being you.
If you're enjoying this show, that's great. But if you turn in during any given hour of WGXC music programming, you may hear obscure 60s pop or perhaps Scandinavian black metal, old-time country music, indie pop, or disco favorites. Whatever it is, familiar or brand new, I promise it will be unexpected and totally different from what you hear on commercial radio. Why is this? Because our WGXE DJs are fans, music writers, musicians, and more. They each bring unique interpretations of what makes good music into the booth for every broadcast. So don't expect to hear the same 50 songs playing all day, every day. Even if you don't always love what you hear, there's always the thrill of discovery. Have you ever heard a song on WGXE you would never hear anywhere else? What is it worth to have independent, rare, and unique music on the airwaves of Greene and Columbia counties? Support this uncommon variety by pledging your support. Tell us what you like and what you don't. Go online now at wgxc.org/donate or call me on the pledge line at 518-697-7400 to become a monthly supporter of the station now.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Catherine Bauer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. This program will be focusing on Schumann, Robert Schumann, and the music that he composed over the course of his lifetime, focusing on how his depression and mood influenced his music. More on that after this song.
Thank you.
that was Schumann's Papillons, played by Vladimir Ashkenazy. And so that piece was written fairly early on in Schumann's career. But it was written in the year 1831. So this program is going to be focusing on the music that Schumann composed over his whole lifetime. So this is from an earlier on point in his life. But Schumann, his music is incredible, and his life was clouded with tragedy. He lost his father and sister when he was a boy, and this kind of ruined his music career for a time, because he had to go to law school to get the inheritance from his father. So he had to stop composing music for a while and attend law school, which he did not do well in. But after that, he went back to composing music. And in his early life, as you could hear from this piece, he was more joyful, even though from those early tragedies, he was more joyful than he became later on. He suffered from like depression, and he had a suicide attempt, and in his last 2 years, he admitted himself to an asylum. But so in this piece, you can hear kind of the joy in him. He's imitating butterflies. That's what the piece means. So you can hear the butterflies, kind of the nice, joyful sound of his piece. So the next piece is his Symphony No. 1 in B-flat. Which I will talk about after the piece. We'll hear some of it. It was very, very long. But here is his Symphony No. 1 in B-flat.
Thank you.
Well, that was Schumann's lovely First Symphony. So some interesting background to this piece is it's, as it states in the title, it's his First Symphony. And this was written 10 years after the first piece that I played, which is interesting. He took 10 years to write a symphony. And he, at this period in his life, he was had just married Clara. He had just married a woman named Clara, who happened to be a very renowned pianist of the time. And so, after her begging, she begged him to write a symphony because she knew it would be so good. And so, this is the symphony he wrote after many attempts at a symphony, which he threw away. And this symphony, he sketched out the entire thing in 4 days. And the premiere was played by an orchestra with Felix Mendelssohn conducting it, actually, which is very interesting. And but back to the kind of theme of his mood and the piece, it's another very happy occasion in his life because he's wife, been married so he's to his very happy. Things kind of a little bit started to go downhill. And the next piece that I'm going to play is very interesting because it demonstrates that very seriously. It's his piano concerto in A minor. And after we hear that piece, I'll talk a little bit about his kind of how he was at that time, which is very interesting. So here it is, his concerto in A minor. was Schumann's piano concerto in A minor with orchestra. So this piece and the piece prior share a similarity, which is that it's the middle of his life. He's a much more experienced composer, and you can hear there's far more happening in the music. It's not, and that could be related to what was happening in his head at the time with his mental instability. There's just so many thoughts in his head. But this piece is very interesting because originally there was it was just two movements, and he intended to publish that. So he brought it around to all the publishing people, and nobody wanted it. So he added a faster, more upbeat ending. And when he did this, he was quoted saying that he had broken through a bout of mental crisis. So it was kind of a celebration that he felt within him of overcoming his mental instability, which ultimately did come back. But for then, that inspired the kind of happier, faster ending. So this next piece, which may end up being the last piece, is called it's his violin sonata number 3 in A minor as well, and I'll talk about that after we hear a little bit of it. So here's his violin sonata number 3 in A minor.
Thank you.
So, since we are heading towards the end of the show, I thought I'd speak about this piece and then bring it back up to finish it off. So this piece was actually a joint composition, originally, by Robert Schumann, Albert Dietrich, and Johannes Brahms, which was intended for a friend who's a violinist, a mutual friend of all of them. And so it started off as a collaboration, but Schumann eventually added a lot more movement, so the piece kind of became his own piece after this. So it's more known by him as by the other two because he added so much to it. And I feel you can really hear his thoughts in his music. It's very kind of fast, and there's a lot going on. And this was written just 3 years before he passed away. And so it's a good way to kind of finish off the form of beginning with his early music and following through his life with the music that he composed. So this was one of his last pieces that he composed. And that's the end of the Schumann Show. But remember to tune into Music of Recent Centuries on the third Sunday of the month, every month at 7 p.m. on the third Sunday of the month, 7 to 8 p.m., and I am excited to have my next show. And I will bring back up the Schumann to finish off the hour.